I have been working with people with disabilities for many years, and over the years I've learned different ways to talk to and about people with disabilities. Let's take a look at 6 things to avoid as you continue to work on implementing person-centered language in your work culture. Sometimes it takes just a little extra thoughtfulness in your word choice to make sure you're being person-centered. 1. Say a person or people with disabilities. Avoid a disabled person or the disabled. Put the person first. A disability is what someone has, not what someone is. For instance, mentally ill is less respectful than person with mental health issues. Retarded is never an appropriate term. Say, intellectual disabilities or cognitive disabilities. 2. Use accessible parking instead of saying handicapped parking. The term handicapped parking is still in use even though the word handicapped is offensive and has been virtually eliminated in most other contexts. Remove it from your vocabulary completely by using the term accessible parking. It's also more accurate, as accessible describes the parking and handicapped does not. 3. Use terms such as low vision, hard of hearing, or uses a wheelchair, instead of saying impaired. Though it may be used in legal contexts, the word impaired can be offensive, as it implies damage. Many people with disabilities do not see themselves as damaged, but simply as different. 4. Say non-visible or non-apparent instead of hidden disabilities. Many disabilities are not apparent, such as serious illnesses or chronic health conditions, sensory limitations, or mental health and learning disabilities. When referring to these disabilities, avoid using hidden, as it has negative connotations, implying purposeful concealment or shame. 5. Whenever possible, don't say accommodations. Say adjustments or modifications. Accommodation suggests doing a favor for the person who has a disability. An accommodation is a workplace or work process modification made to enable an employee to be more productive. It is necessary and not a preference or privilege. 6. Describe situations in a straightforward way. Never use victim or hero language. Don't use language that portrays people with disabilities as victims, such as suffers from, challenged by, or struggles with. Say, someone who uses a wheelchair or wheelchair user, not wheelchair bound or confined to a wheelchair. On the flip side, don't use heroic language when people with disabilities complete everyday tasks and responsibilities. People with disabilities don't see themselves as inspiring simply because they're going about their daily lives. We all have challenges. Working around those challenges is not heroic. It's just human.